This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hi, Lucy Franks here. Today I want to share a delightful read with you, Miranda Hart's new book, I Haven't Been Entirely Honest With You.
What are all the extraordinary scientists, neuroscientists, psychologists, etc. today, mixed with ancient wisdom which many of them draw on, actually saying? What are the keys they all agree on? There must be universal truths to all the knowledge out there. I decided to find out. I needed to find out. Because I needed to know how to do the next 10 minutes.
I've discovered I love hearing audiobooks, especially autobiographical ones, which are being read by the author. When I heard Miranda talking about her new book, I decided to give it a try. Although it's not technically an autobiography, we do get to know a lot about Miranda's daily life and struggles since childhood, as she takes us on a journey of discovering a better way of life through reading an abundance of self-help books, giving us the highlights of wisdom gained from the ists, as she calls them, in a caring and humorous way that only she can deliver.
I didn't know why it was all happening. Nor did the doctors, who I was all too often passed between. It began to scare me. I felt like I didn't have the essential answers to all the brilliant science we now have on mind and body. I just felt overwhelmed. It seemed that I needed to read one book on mindfulness, another on sleep patterns, another on the mind-body connection, one on habits and goals and purpose, one on hormones, one just on dopamine, one on trauma, one on caffeine, and one on alcohol. Are caffeine and alcohol even acceptable? I mean, one person said yes, the other no, keep reading. A book on power poses, one on ice baths, one on silent retreats, one on expressing your anger, another on soya beans. It was just all too much. What were the basics to give me a starting point for change? Maybe I should write a manual. No, not a good start, Miranda. I don't think I can say I'm embarking on writing a life manual for all humans. Who do I think I am? And if you know me at all, you know I'd only want to call it the Miranual. Right, start again.
Although the book primarily focuses Miranda's personal struggle with chronic illness, I do believe the wisdom in this book can benefit anyone struggling to cope with modern life, however that manifests itself. As chronic fatigue, mental illness, or just the exhaustion of living with a lifelong disability. It's quite a ride of emotions. Sometimes I laughed so hard I had to pause the book. Other times, pausing it to get a new packet of tissues, as a pearl of wisdom punched me in the gut. If you love Miranda's humour and love hearing her when she pops up on the evening talk shows or daytime television, I urge you to try the audiobook. It's just so her. I love how she preempts what we might be thinking based on her own experience on first reading Hard to Accept Truths from the ists. Now, I know what you're thinking, but bear with. And in my case, she was usually right.
I couldn't make myself a kale smoothie or get to a yoga class, and I had no inclination to journal a gratitude list. I was ill, and I was alone, and I was debilitated. And I thought, what do I do now? How can I help myself right now? And then there was a flicker of anger. There's a booming self-help industry out there. There's incredible awareness and discourse on holistic well-being from amazing experts. But I don't know what to do right now to help this critical moment of mine. I needed to know how to do the next 10 minutes, and then hopefully the next. But I had nothing solid to draw on, no clear foundations to trust. As the months went on, this made less and less sense. So, I thought, what are all the extraordinary scientists, neuroscientists, psychologists, etc. today, mixed with ancient wisdom which many of them draw on, actually saying? What are the keys they all agree on? There must be universal truths to all the knowledge out there. I decided to find out. I needed to find out. Because I needed to know how to do the next 10 minutes. Well, I did find out. I researched and studied and decided to write about it, which is why we are here, my dear listener chum. Hello to you.
If you're looking for a funny, heartwarming summary of all the ists, I Haven't Been Entirely Honest With You is currently available from Penguin in hardback, on Kindle and as an audiobook, which is just 10 hours long. I wholeheartedly recommend this book, and if you would like to give it a read and see for yourself if you like it, you can find this book in the RNIB library. Thank you for listening, and if you decide to give it a try, I hope you love it as much as I did.